poll, Roy Cooper takes 11-point lead over Michael Whatley in North Carolina Senate race. By Jasmine Jordan on May 14, 2026. Former Democratic North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper reached 50% support among likely 2026 general election voters in a new statewide Senate poll, expanding his advantage over Republican Michael Whatley. Cooper leads Whatley 50% to 39% in a Harper polling survey for Carolina Journal, conducted May 10 to 11 among 600 likely voters in North Carolina's 2026 general election. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points at a 95% confidence interval. The result is Cooper's largest lead in the provided Harper polling trend line. Cooper led Whatley by 4 points in September 2025, by 8 points in March 2026, and by 11 points in May 2026. The survey follows other polling that has shown Cooper ahead in the race. Breitbart News reported March 30 that a Nexus Strategies survey for Healthier United found Cooper at 50%, Whatley at 32.3%, Libertarian Shannon Bray at 4%, and 13.8% undecided among 800 registered North Carolina voters surveyed March 8 to 9. That poll found Cooper leading among unaffiliated voters, with 48.8% backing Cooper, 25.5% backing Whatley, 5.1% backing Bray, and 19.6% unsure. Breitbart News also reported at the time that other surveys showed narrower margins, including a Carolina Journal poll conducted March 22 to 23 that had Cooper ahead 49% to 41% and a public policy polling survey from March 13 to 14 that had Cooper at 47% and Whatley at 44%, within that poll's margin of error. Breitbart News reported May 8 that almost half of the roughly 3,500 convicts released under former Governor Roy Cooper's administration during the coronavirus pandemic went on to reoffend, citing North Carolina's Sentencing and Policy Advisory Commission's finding of a 48% recidivism rate among those released through the settlement, higher than the 44% rate for nearly 13,000 inmates released during fiscal year 2021. Breitbart also cited the New York Post's finding that more than 600 later committed serious felonies and reported that 18 have since been charged with murder. While Whatley told Breitbart News Daily that Cooper released 51 people serving life sentences and hundreds of violent criminals, rapists, pedophiles, adding that Roy Cooper owes the people of North Carolina an explanation.